Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. It is Gavin Stewart here for the next hour on Sid Valley Radio. Of course, it is the 30th of June, which means Bobby Goldsboro. Oh, sounds just like walking along the Esplanade.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. Then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon.
Oh, he must have known it's going to be a heat wave in June 2025 when he wrote the song. Bobby Goldsboro, Summer the First Time. And it's been so hot. It is meant to get slightly cooler later in the week, but not much, I have to say. Anyway, good evening to you, and I hope you're all been enjoying the sunshine, not going mad, sitting outside and sunbathing, getting like a lobster, but just gently browning nicely. Now we start our musical birthdays. 1917, a young lady by the name of Lena Horne was born.
I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows in bend, my huckleberry friend.
Today, and of course Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Moving on, who's next on our musical birthday list? Mike Leander, well, record producer, songwriter, goodness knows all what. I think he turned his hand to a lot of things behind the scenes, but here he is and his version, Then She Kissed Me.
Take a chance. When we danced, I held her tight. When I walked her home that night, all the stars were shining bright.
bright, and then she kissed me. Each time I saw her, I just couldn't wait to see her again. I wanted to let her know that I was more than a friend. Just what to do, and so I whispered, I love you. She said that she loved me too, and then she kissed me. She kissed me in a way that I've never been kissed before.
Producer, arranger, oh goodness knows all what, and his version there, Then She Kissed Me, of course recorded also by the Beach Boys, and of course originally the Crystals, Then He Kissed Me. Now, who's next? The Supremes. Yes, Florence Ballard from the Supremes, celebrating her birthday today. Sadly, she died in 1976, but come see about me.
You never ever gonna return to ease the pain.
The Supremes. Come see about me. Oh, great stuff from the Supremes. You have to admit they had a good sound when they were recording together way back in the 60s. Now, who's next? Andy Scott, Welsh guitarist. He played with the Sweet. So here is Fox on the Run from the Sweet. Of course, very popular band in the early 70s. My goodness me, I can remember I was working down in Cumbria at the time, and they appeared, I think it was a Friday night they appeared, and my goodness me, oh, the girls just went mad at the place they were appearing at. Never mind, moving on. Who have we got a birthday for next? Adrian Wright, British composer, keyboard player. With Human League, well, open your heart.
Say
The Human League and Open Your Heart, great favourite of mine. And way back in the early 80s, I actually saw them filming the video for that song. Now, our last musical birthday, Cheryl Tweedy, who was with Girls Aloud, and I'll Stand By You. And this is our last musical birthday of the day. Aloud, celebrating the birthday of, as she was, Cheryl Tweedy in them days, I'll Stand By You. Song written, was it written by Pretenders and Chrissie Hynde, or was it Chrissie Hynde and Ray Davis wrote that? I'm not quite sure. Should I check up and see what we can find out, just to fill in a bit more time? No, not that one. I don't know. We'll leave that for the moment. Anyway, taking us up to the newspapers, here is Del Shannon and Kelly.
Kelly and I meet secretly. We stay out of sight. When we're in each other's arms, we know it isn't right. We are so in love, but he loves you too. How can I tell my best friend that I'm in love with you? He's told me of your sweet caress and of your lovely eyes. Just how long can we go on telling him all these lies? We are so in love, but he loves you too. How can I tell my best friend that I'm in love with you?
Oh, Kelly, please, please tell me.
We gotta find a way. Tell me, what can we say? He's coming home tomorrow. He's been gone so long. We could get away tonight. To run would be so wrong. We are so in love, but he loves you too. How can I tell my best friend?
Well, we should have had a jingle there, but we didn't have a jingle. So let's just play the intro for looking at tomorrow's front pages. No, not that one. What is going on? Oh, dear. I despair. Oh, better late than never, I suppose. Anyway, oh my goodness me. Oh, we might have a jingle a bit later. Starting with the Daily Mirror, and this is for the 1st of July. Yeah, 1st of July tomorrow. My goodness me. The Daily Mirror, COVID inquiry, care home hell, needless deaths of vulnerable blamed on profound Tory failure, catastrophic policy errors laid bare by top civil servant in report. A front page of the Daily Mirror, the Daily Telegraph, BBC boss at festival for rappers' hate chant, Starmer's benefit deal with rebels unravels, Reeves set to slash ISA tax allowance, and Royal Train to be scrapped after 150 years. Oh, I'm sure a railway line. There's a few around the country. I'm sure they'll be more than keen to put in bids to get the carriages and possibly even the diesel engines that were used to pull it recently. Anyway, The Times. Labour rebels accuse Starmer of breaking welfare promises. NHS will prioritise UK doctors and nurses. A BBC boss left Glastonbury death chants on live stream. And inquiries going on there by the police. The Guardian. Labour bid to woo rebels descends into chaos on eve of welfare vote. Police open inquiry into rap duo and kneecap. Ukraine's unwitting suicide bombers. The Daily Express. BBC boss has to act now or resign. The Daily Mail: rebel MPs are set to humiliate PM today when they actually have a vote regarding the welfare bill. The iDaily: number 10 and final push to win over rebel MPs ahead of welfare vote. The Metro: the Vivian's tragic last hours. And finally, Financial Times: buffer zone, NATO bolsters eastern flank. Diluted welfare reform, half savings but still pushes 150,000 into poverty. And Reeves lines up cash ISA cut to channel £300 billion towards London listed shares. And that is a look at the papers. Here are Cool and the Gang. We had a brief snatch of them when we should have played the intro for the newspapers. Anyway, here's Cool and the Gang, and this is for Nicole and Renata, because we were just talking today and they said something, and I said, oh, that's a line from a Cool and the Gang song. I'll play it tonight, and here it is. Let's go dancing.
Yeah.
Go on the gang, let's go dancing. Well, it's a bit late for this time of night, isn't it? Or maybe not. Maybe this is the time you actually go dancing nowadays. Certainly it wasn't in my younger day. You'd be going out about 8 o'clock and be home by midnight. Never let us slip away. Here's Andrew Gold. Andrew Gold, never let her slip away. What good advice. Here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
I know it's late. I know you're weary. I know your plans include me. Still here we are, both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars. Got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay? Deep in my
soul. I've been so lonely. All of my hopes fading away. I've longed for love like everyone else does. I know I'll keep searching.
Silver Bullet Band, and We've Got Tonight. Here are Drive with the Cars, taking us to Tomorrow's Weather. And of course, Henry and Alex, If Me Jingle's going to play.
Gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gone? nothing's wrong.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Now, let's have a look at the weather for tomorrow. Yes, the 1st of July, my goodness me. And sunny all day, it says here, from 7 o'clock in the morning all the way through. 25 degrees high, 15 degrees low tomorrow evening. Sunny with a gentle breeze. And sunrise, 4 minutes past five in the morning. Sunset, oh dear, look at this, 21:29. Oh, evenings are drawing in by a minute. Oh my goodness. Anyway, the rest of the week looks fairly decent. 22, 23. Saturday, possible showers. We'll have to wait and see. Who have we got next? We've not got long to take us up to midnight. So how about Rod Stewart and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra? And what am I going to do? I'm so in love with you. Well, I thought I'd pick this because it's slightly different to his Glastonbury set, isn't it? Here he is. What am I going to do?
Your mind. You like weekends all year long under a hot Jamaican sun. You are a winner at 100 to 1. Yes, you are. Champagne.
and dance. You see one hell of a happy man standing here, so individually quite unique. You really swept me off my feet. I could drink a case of you anytime.
Rod Stewart, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And what am I going to do? I'm so in love with you. Let's look at what's happening on Sid Valley Radio tomorrow. Well, of course, Bob starts off at 9 o'clock through until 12, when it's a repeat of my Sunday show, Swing Across Midday. At 2 o'clock is Story Cafe with Janet. And, of course, fresh from her outstanding performance at the Observatory on Saturday. Batteries included with Stuart Priestley at 4, the Duke at 6, and then Rocking Lee at 8 with the Golden Age of Rock and Roll. And then, of course, I shall be back tomorrow evening, 11 o'clock. All I can say is thank you so much indeed for listening this evening. We are playing out with Glen Campbell by the time I get to Phoenix. Thank you all for listening. Take care, everyone. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. She'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping.